you believe I found some pennies up here? I will tell you what I've been saying all week. There's a picture of a boy on this penny. It needs to go in the boy's bucket. We got a head start on next year's penny offering for the boys. Don't know if I did not mention, but if you read the bulletin, VBS met the goal of $1,600 to missions. That is going to make sure that 163 children in an orphanage in Africa have bedding and school supplies for the whole year. Isn't it amazing? So thank you for helping them reach their goal. $1,600. That is, is that not a God thing? 30 something, we average 32 or 3 kids each day, and they met that goal with some help, I'm sure, of helping an orphanage with 163 children with fresh, brand new bedding and school supplies for the whole year. And that is amazing. It costs $10 a piece for their bedding and school supplies for the year. And VBS kids, y'all did that. Y'all did that. That is cool. That is amazing. Today I want to bring a word to you out of the book of Ephesians. Now, Ephesians chapter 4, if you find a copy of God's word. If you don't have a Bible of your own that you brought today, there should be one under the chair in front of you there somewhere. And like I tell my folks all the time, if you don't have a Bible and you would like one, you see me after church, and I'll put one in your hand free of charge, okay? We believe that giving people a copy of God's Word is invaluable, and there's nothing more that I would love to do, actually. Yes, there is something more I'd love to do. I'd love to lead you to Jesus Christ if you don't know him already. But if you need a copy of God's Word, I will put one in your hand free of charge, no strings attached. The only thing I ask is that you read it. Okay? We believe that that is priceless information that we could give you. And we do that just because it's worth it. Ephesians chapter 4. We have looked at this passage several times here recently. And I just keep being led back to it because we're not finished. What did you say to me this morning, David? We're focused, but we're not finished with it. I don't think you ever get finished with God's Word, right? And he keeps leading me back here because there's just more in it. There's more in it. And we just keep... I heard something this last week that just brought me back to this passage again. And yes, I will confess to you, I heard it on Prime Country Radio or Y2K Radio on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, whatever it was. And yes, it was a country song, and it led me back to this passage. God, the Lord works in mysterious ways. Yes, it happens. Let's read the passage. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 17. And I'm reading from the New International Version. So I'll tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardness of their hearts. Having lost all sense of shame, they have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity, with a craving for more. But this is not the way you came to know Christ. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him, in keeping with the truth that is in Jesus, to put off the former way of life, your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, Each of you must put off a falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor. For we are all members of one another. Be angry, yet do not sin. Do not let the sun set upon your anger, and do not give the devil a foothold. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing good with his own hands, that he must have something to share with the one in need. Let no unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only that which is helpful for building up the one in need and bringing grace to those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, in whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, outcry, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and tender-hearted to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Amen. Amen. You see, once you've received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, let us review for just a second what God says happened to you. Okay? Now, I recognize that in this room, there is a possibility that there may be someone in this room that has never placed their faith and their trust in Jesus Christ. Okay? You may have never come to a place where you say, I want to trust Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. I recognize that I'm a sinner, that I have done wrong, I have sinned against the Holy God, and His demand is perfection, and I have failed to do that. The Bible says that we have all failed to do that. There is none righteous, no, not one. The Bible says we have all fallen short of the glory of God. And maybe you've never come to the point where you've admitted that and said, yep, I have failed. And I recognize that the only possible way for me to be made right with God is to trust in Jesus Christ, that His sacrifice on the cross was for me. And I accept that and receive that and allow His sacrifice as payment for my sin, because that's what He did. That's why He did it, and I received that. And I trust in Him as my Savior, and I'm going to allow Him to be the boss of my life. He's in charge now, and I follow Him. And maybe you've never done that. But for those of you that have, this is for you right now, okay? Once you receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, here's what God says happened to you. He says you were taken out of the kingdom of darkness, and you were placed into the kingdom of light. The Bible also says that when Christ Jesus was crucified, you and I were crucified with Him. I was crucified with Christ, yet I still live, Paul says, right? But not I that live, is Christ within me that lives, right? You were crucified with Christ. When He was buried, we were buried with Him. And when He arose, we arose with Christ. And this is so that we might live in the supernatural and divine power of the resurrection, that resurrection that Jesus experienced, and walk in a newness of life. A brand new life, not a life redone, not a life that's been kind of revitalized, a brand new life, a life now devoted to the Lord with a new direction, new passions, and new tendencies. The old self has been buried, and the new has come through the resurrection of Christ. See, we didn't simply add something to our old self. The Bible says we are a new creation. We're a new creature. Brand new. God has exchanged our heart of stone, a heart of flesh. He's given us a heart of spirit. Okay? He's given us a brand new heart. Paul affirms what God has done for us by plucking us out of eternal darkness and planting us into eternal light with Him through our faith being placed in Christ Jesus and in Christ Jesus alone. The Bible is very clear about that. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. I heard somebody talk on the radio. See, I don't only listen to country. As a matter of fact, I've seldom listened to country music, okay? I will tell you that's the truth. When Erin is in the truck with me, we listen to country music. Because she's a heathen. That is not true. That is not true. But where was I going with that? Let me look. I heard something on the radio. All roads lead to heaven. Heard somebody say that on the radio today, the other day. All roads lead to heaven. Let me tell you something. That has got to be the most ignorant statement I have ever heard in my life. That would be like saying, all roads lead to Shepherd. I guarantee you, if I go out here to the stop sign, I turn left, it is not going to take me to Shepherd, Texas. It's not going to lead me to Shepherd, Texas. It's going to take me, I'm going to end up in that way. Yeah, I'm going to end up in Louisiana, and if I keep going long enough, I'm going to hit the Atlantic Ocean, and in a pickup truck, I'm not going to go much farther. Okay? How stupid is that? Pick a spot. Do all roads lead to the spot you're thinking of? How dumb is that? All roads lead to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, Jesus said. There's one way. God didn't make it so exclusive that nobody can do it. He made it so simple that everybody could do it. Now I got to refine my place. Faith in Christ alone. However, we have a responsibility in this deal. Okay? God plucked us out of darkness, placed us in eternity of light, but we have a responsibility in this. Listen, our responsibility is to live out on a daily basis what God says is true in our lives. So in verse 22, Paul says to put off your former way of life, or to lay aside the old self, right? That's our responsibility. We've got to lay it aside. We've got to put it off. We've got to continue to let it remain crucified. What he's saying is this: the manner in which you lived before you met Christ Jesus, no longer fits your new life. It doesn't fit. He's saying that when evidence of the old self creeps up in our lives, it's our responsibility to recognize it and deal with it immediately. We've got to remain vigil. We've got to be watchful, cognizant. We've got to be ever watchful of that stuff when it creeps up. We go, oh, I recognize that. I remember that. I've been there, done that. I remember that. I see that. No, sir. That's not me anymore. Get you behind me, Satan. In the name of Jesus Christ, you step back. You don't belong here in the new life. That's the old stuff. You don't belong here. Just because things of the old life creep up doesn't mean you weren't crucified. Okay? Doesn't mean you weren't buried in resurrection to the new life with Christ. It means that because you and I have experienced that, we have a daily responsibility to renounce sin as it approaches us and resist those temptations of the devil. We have to daily take up our cross. Right? Every day. So God has a part and we have a part. God's part was that when you responded to faith to Jesus Christ, He crucified, buried, and raised you to new life, and He sealed you with the Holy Spirit of promise. Our part is to respond to that on a daily basis and deal with sin as it creeps into our lives, because we are still living inside this flesh that is living in a fallen world, and sin still gives me a hard time from time to time. I'm probably the only one in the room that still struggles with sin from time to time, but give me a little bit of grace, all you that are just beyond all that, right? Am I right? I'm not right? Y'all still struggle with that too sometimes? Oh, good. We're all in the same boat then, right? It's a struggle, is it not? I mean, sometimes I get a little upset. Somebody driving in front of me with their left-hand blinker on for hours. And I'm thinking, how hard is it? Turn your radio down and hear the thing going, click, 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 right? That's right. Actually, I don't stay behind them. I just zoom around them. Isn't that right, Jennifer? I just zoom around them. Isn't that right, Lisa? Yes. Lisa says yes. I still struggle with stuff. I choose to get angry at some things. Sometimes I deal with just stuff. And listen, sometimes I fail to recognize the old self stuff coming up. I fail to recognize it in time to deal with it immediately, and then I have to deal with the fallout. This is going to blow your mind. Sometimes I recognize it, and I choose to not deal with it immediately anymore. I know you're sitting there thinking, what? That's my pastor up there. I didn't say all the time. I just said sometimes. But you expect me to be honest with you, right? We live in this sinful flesh, still living in a fallen world, and sin still gives us a hard time from time to time. God can deliver us from sin. Yes, do you believe that? God can deliver us from addictions. Do you believe that? Amen, He can. But listen, if you choose to deliberately go back and play with that thing over and over again, you can be trapped just as badly, or listen, even more deadly than you were before. Did you know that? That's where our responsibility comes in. And listen, people don't like responsibility. They don't. We want to turn it over to God and let Him take care of it all, right? God, I don't ever want to crave chocolate again. So would you just take all those cravings away from me? And see, we like to do that. God, take all the chocolate cravings away from me. That way, listen, because no discipline is required of me. And if I fail, it's not my fault. God didn't do it. I'm not responsible. God didn't do the part I asked Him to do. He didn't take the cravings away. God didn't. Of course I went to the store and bought a six-pack of those candy chocolate with almonds. God didn't stop me. It's His fault, right? It's not my fault. God didn't take the cravings away from me. I told you I was listening to country radio. Are y'all ready for it? Randy Travis. I don't think when he sang this song, I don't think he thought about how theologically appropriate this chorus of this song was to the message that I'm preaching today. I'm digging up bones. I'm exhuming things that are better left alone. And I'm resurrecting memories of a life that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. You see, that's what we do. The old self has been crucified, buried, we've been resurrected. But what do? We go back and we start digging up bones. Oh, that was the old self? Yeah, but that was... And listen. It might be fun for a little bit, a minute or two. But listen, that which we've been... saved from... needs to stay buried. Because it'll bring us nothing but more trouble. We go back and we dig up old bones. Exhuming things that are what? Better left alone. That's why it's been crucified to begin with. The old self has been crucified. We go back and we start digging it back up. Well, just one time. Just one time. The problem is we leave it uncovered just so we know where to find it. We go back and we pull it up again sometime. Just one more time. That's what we do. We can't live just in the new self. We want to keep ties to the old self. And that's where we struggle with, isn't it? Folks, we got to remember we are a new creature with no ties to the old self. We have to continually sever those ties. Daily, on a daily basis. If anyone wants to follow me, he must deny himself. Take up his cross daily and follow me. Why do we need to carry the cross daily? Because we need to crucify stuff each and every day. Each and every day. Tell you the truth, even after we've been crucified, buried, and resurrected, even after we've come to that moment when we confess Jesus Christ as Lord, there are still things that come up in our life that we need to crucify. Brand new stuff. Not associated with the old self, just because of the nature of where we live, and just because of the nature of we are in a sinful world, and we still live in a sinful flesh body, we still got to crucify things on a daily basis. How does Paul finish this passage? And I'll wrap it up. Verse 25, therefore, each of you must put off a falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor. Honest, right? For we are all members of one another. Let me tell you something. If you speak in a manner that hurts somebody else, if we're all members of the same body, we're hurting ourselves. That's what Paul is saying here. For we are all members of one another. Be angry, yet do not sin. Do not let the sun set upon your anger, and do not give the devil a foothold. Don't even give him an inch. You heard the saying, give him an inch and he'll take a mile. That's what he does. He's never satisfied. He does not want anything from you. He just wants to destroy you. That's all he wants. He who's been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing good with his own hands. Why? So that he may have something to share with the one in need. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, in whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, outcry, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind, tender-hearted to one another, forgiving each other as in Christ God forgave you. That may be one we struggle with the most. Forgiving as Christ forgave. Let's just ask ourselves, how much did Christ forgive? And the Bible says for us to forgive as Christ forgave. That's a lot. That's all the way. Folks, this message today is simply about this. We need to recognize that we are a new creature once Christ has come into our lives. We are not the same. There should be a distinct difference from B.C., before Christ, and after Christ. And if there's not, there's a problem. Houston, we have a problem. We need to start looking at why that is. Paul instructs us, we need to start living differently. We need to start putting away some things, putting away the old self, go back, rebury some of the stuff that we've dug up. Put it away. Put that away and put on the new self. The new self that Christ planted within us, put that on. Put away the old self. Put it away for good. We are not that person any longer. We are a new creature. Let's live as the new. Not just for our sake, but for the sake of others. Now let me say this. If you are here today, and this doesn't make sense to you because of what I said earlier, you have never placed your faith and your trust in that Jesus Christ that I'm talking about, and maybe you're sitting here thinking, well, wait a minute, I'm not sure I want to do that because of all that he's talking about. It's hard and it's work and all that. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you, yes, it is. But I will also tell you this, the rewards are out of this world. Because the payment, the punishment, what I did not mention a while ago, the punishment of sin, the punishment of not choosing Jesus Christ is an eternity without Jesus Christ. That is a location identified as hell. And it is real. There are two places of eternity. One is hell and one is heaven. There is not some in between. There is not some limbo. There is not some place where you get a chance later. There are two places. The Bible says it is appointed once to die and then the judgment. And once you stand before the judgment, which is Jesus Christ, he either says, come on in, my good and faithful servant, or he says, depart from me, for I never knew you. My friend, let me say this. I never want anyone to have to hear those words, depart from me, for I never knew you. Yes, it is work, but let me tell you something. It's not work that you begrudge. It is a work that makes you, that is an honor. It's an honor. For when you understand what Christ did for you, it's not an obligation. It is an honor to give unto the Lord, which gave you everything. If you're interested in that, I would love nothing more than to talk to you about that. The way we close things here at Dolan Baptist Church is in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to stand. Rebecca and I will be standing here in the front. She always stands with me. We are here for prayer if you want to come pray with us. We are here individually or separately, whichever you need. The altar is always open. You can come and see, you don't have to go through anybody to speak to the Lord. You can go straight to the Lord at the altar, at your place. That's what is so wonderful about our God. When Jesus Christ was crucified, the veil which separated the people from the Lord in the Holy of Holies was torn. There is now no separation. For those that are in Christ, you get to have a private audience with our Lord. That is special. Would you stand with me? Zachary's going to lead us in a song or two. And this is your time. Let me just urge you in this. If the Spirit has laid anything on your heart, let me just encourage you, don't walk out of here. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit by putting that off. You just respond to whatever the Lord has laid on your heart, okay? Whether that's coming for prayer, come to the altar, responding. Maybe the Lord's leading you to become a member of this church. I don't know what that is. Let me just encourage you. Don't put him off. This is your time. You do what the Lord says. Father in heaven, thank you for this day. I thank you for each person gathered in this room. Lord, be with us now. Help us, Lord. Help us to do our part. Lord, I'm not asking you to do our part for us, Lord. But Lord, give us the courage. Give us the boldness. Give us the discipline to do our part and to stick to it, Lord. Encourage us. In Jesus' name.